Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Last week, we talked about the fact that ideas have consequences and bad ideas have victims. The trick is keeping these bad ideas from becoming public policy, and that begins at the ballot box. When it comes to stopping bad ideas, the easiest way is to elect good people to begin with. Fine, you say, but the next election isn't until 2020. We're a whole year away. Why are we talking about this now? The simple answer is that absentee ballots are being mailed as we speak for municipal elections across the state. It's ironic that presidential elections can drive voter turnout to 70% or better, while municipal elections generally see a 30 or 40% voter turnout. And when it comes to school board trustees, I've seen the voter turnout as low as 8%. That's a shame because the lower you go on the political totem pole, the more direct impact the candidates have on your everyday life. Sure, the president deals with important things such as war or immigration or judicial appointments, but your city council fixes that pothole that threatens to swallow your car every time you drive to work. They're also responsible for snow removal so you don't get stuck in the street right in front of your own home. At least, that's what they used to do. Now, groups like the Democratic Socialists of America and the National Institute for Reproductive Health are targeting cities like Billings with a radical leftist agenda. Their stated goal is to turn Montana blue from the ground up. And these people are not your run-of-the-mill progressives. They are much closer to Marxist communists cut from the same cloth as Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez or Minnesota's Ilhan Omar. Last spring, the National Institute for Reproductive Health sent a list of demands to the Billings City Council that included things like the promotion of abortion and rigid regulation of faith-based crisis pregnancy centers. They also want comprehensive sex education beginning in kindergarten, health care and voting rights for illegal aliens, and the passage of so-called non-discrimination ordinances giving special rights to LGBT individuals. In short, a complete overhaul of our values that would make Billings look more like San Francisco or New York City. And the threats are not idle. They've recruited candidates, and these types of groups are pumping money into these races as we speak. It's time for us to get off the couch and protect our communities. It's time to tell these groups that AOC's values are not Montana values, and it all begins with the start of absentee voting on Monday. When you receive your absentee ballot, please fill it out and mail it back. It's that easy. And please ask your neighbors, relatives, and church family to do the same. If you're not sure who to vote for, call our office. We can point you in the right direction. And because the passage of an NDO hangs in the balance in Billings, we'll post our list of endorsed conservative candidates in those races on our website at montanafamily.org. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.